بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. We are still in this chapter of sabr, and sabr is also one quality that we have to make effort for. We should make it, actually think of it, that I have to acquire sabr in my life. As we think of many things else, that we have to have this in our lives, sabr is also one quality that we have to work for, and it is farz upon us that we have the quality of sabr and that we exercise it whenever the occasion comes. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that seek the help of Allah Ta'ala with sabr and with namaz. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, undoubtedly Allah is with those people who exercise sabr, patience. So in other words, whenever we have any problem, then what Allah Ta'ala tells us how to solve that problem is by making sabr and by making namaz. Now we have to think practically in our lives when we face any problem, and all the time there are challenges, there are different things that come in front of us. Do we ever think that I have to exercise patience now? And patience in all its forms. Do we ever think that we resort to namaz and that we seek Allah Ta'ala's help? One meaning of namaz is dua also. Do we think of resorting to dua? Or immediately our mind goes to a doctor if it's a medical problem, if it's some other problem, of going to a counselor, etc. But do we ever think that I have to solve my problem by making a sabr and by seeking the help of Allah Ta'ala? And when we make sabr at such times, Allah Ta'ala guarantees us, and it's the words of Allah, and Allah's promises are absolute. There is absolutely no doubt. The deficiency is from our side. We don't fulfill that condition. But Allah says that He is with those people who make sabr. So when we have a problem and we make sabr on that, that is, at that time we still fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We don't break any laws of Allah Ta'ala. Today, in fact, we have a problem. Many times we think that the solution to solve the problem is to break the law. You pay a bribe and you get your work done. And we feel that is the solution to the problem. Actually, we are going from the frying pan into the fire at that time. Or we think of any other way to solve the problem, to show many times there is a problem, we just show we are very angry and we are very upset about the whole thing. That is completely contradictory to sabr, and we feel that will solve our problem. Many other things, issues come, whatever problem we face, a traffic stops us for whatever reason, and we think we can just get away with a bribe. So we are not taking the help of Allah, we are taking the help of shaitan. Giving a bribe, etc., is the work of shaitan. But this is so common with us. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala, and this applies to all of us. We are all extremely weak and we fall prey to our nafs so easily. But Allah Ta'ala guarantees that you seek the help of Allah by making sabr. That is, don't break the laws. Maintain Allah's laws. Many times an emergency comes, we just miss our namazes also. We don't think of namazes also. We don't think of other commands of Allah Ta'ala also. So we have to make sabr on that also. And the problem that came, that our emotions we have to control. Our tongue we have to control. Our thoughts we have to control. That we don't think of anything wrong. We don't blame. Normally a problem comes, then the blame game starts, and we start blaming this one, that one. It is contrary to sabr, that we start just blaming one another. So all this Allah Ta'ala says that you must seek the help of Allah by exercising sabr and by namaz, by duas. And Allah guarantees that He is with those people who make sabr. And also with sabr, with regard to sabr and shukr, if a person makes shukr on the ni'mets of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will increase in those ni'mets. And when difficulties, challenges also come, and he makes sabr, then Allah is with him. And this is a higher position than shukr. Shukr, you are still engaged in the ni'mats of Allah. But with sabr, Allah is with you. Allah becomes yours when you make sabr. So this is an important thing that we all have to think of and try and develop in our lives to make sabr. We should start off with easy things of making sabr. Like for example, we desire a chocolate. And if we don't have it, we make sabr from it. Slowly, slowly, this is the training that is given. Then we will be able to control ourselves when bigger things come. We have any type of food, any type of drink which is halal, jais, there is no problem in it. But we just to train our nafs, we make sabr, we stay away from it for some time. And then we will see that that quality will start coming into us. But until we don't make an effort in that direction, we just have what we want to, then it is difficult to get these qualities. Just like the month of Ramadan, which is a month of sabr also. But we are asked just to give up a few halal things for a limited period. And if we do it properly, we will acquire that quality to stay away from haram for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives also. So it's a training period which we have to do in order to acquire this. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. Again, with great stress and the kalam, the word of Allah, and Allah is stressing it as undoubtedly, all of you, we will test you until we know who are those people who strive and who are those people who make sabr. Allah knows perfectly, but itmame hujjat, that it is a complete proof that in this difficulty that came, that how much did you make sabr? How much did you strive in my path? How much did you make sabr? So on the day of Qiyamah, when Hisab Kitab takes place, it isn't only in the knowledge of Allah, but actually you did all those things. And it will be complete proof for a person. So tests which come in front of us are not that we think now this is a big problem in my life. I don't know from where it came, why it came. It is Allah is testing us at that time. And if we pass the test at that time, then it is of course for our own good. Like for example, if in any case a senior, he gives little difficulties to his junior. A father, mother, for their children, put them through, give them some work just to see how much will they listen to me. So he's only testing them. He's not putting them under strain and pressure for its sake, but he's just testing them how much will they listen to me. So like that Allah tests us. And Allah wants to see that who are those people who will strive in His path, who are those people who will make sabr. So these tests from Allah come. And there are very many other verses and with regard to the command of patience and explains its virtues in the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us the tawfiq of working, make at least understanding. Perhaps it's not even in our mind that I have to acquire the quality of sabr. And then to try and work towards it and bring that quality within us, and it's only for our own benefit. We will be worried of getting this degree or that degree, acquiring this property or that property, but we don't think that these qualities we have to acquire as well. And we have to work towards them so that they come into us. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to understand it and to make effort in this direction.